It is 4:37 on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And before we get to our guide friend from Mitchell's Guide Service, I'm going to take a quick phone call from Don in Fargo. He wants to talk about the Bison TV coverage. Hey, Don, you're on KFGO. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Yep.
On the Kansas game, that's being their, well, I'm going to call them Division One. They're the bigger school. That's why that Sports Network took him on to kick him off, because that's going to be one of the only major games on that Friday night. So that's why they went after that game so hot and heavy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's no doubt about that.
They're expecting like $90 million. But on the regular season, you like KFGO and then the TV stations, you know, you guys bid for it and can take them, and that is control between you guys and NDSU.
Correct.
But then when you get to the playoffs, that is all controlled by the NCAA, and then the NCAA bids that out to, you know, that's why your ESPN takes it, and it's up to them if they want to put it on ESPN3, which is tough for a lot of us up here to get.
You're right. That's exactly correct. You have the process down, Don, exactly correct. And then, you know, the regular season is, you can control that how you want to between the school and the outlets, but when it comes to the playoffs, Don is right. You have to go with what the NCAA decides. I want to welcome in our usual Friday afternoon guest. His name is Jeff Katzer, and this segment is sponsored by Mitchell's Guide Service, and we're happy to have our friend Jeff Katzer on the program. Hello, Jeff. Are you writing down secret spots for these guys from Wisconsin to fish on today? Or we're here at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. We have guests coming in and saying, hey, Jeff Katzer, hey, I talked to you yesterday on the phone.
Hey, I'm a big thing. Look at the size of me.
You're literally a big thing. Yes, you are.
No, we got some guys that just walked in from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, and I talked to them on the phone yesterday. I used to guide for a guy called Dale Strohshine. Some of the big walleye guys probably know who he is. When I lived in Wisconsin, and here he just called me. Dale told him to get a hold of me, and I'm writing down some info so they can go out.
Let me see the directions.
Right.
Hang on here.
Let's just tell everybody on the radio.
I'm not going to save on the air. Oh, that's not going to work.
No.
He's telling me to go there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. They're from Wisconsin. But no, did you hear my new song?
Yes, I did.
Pinto played it. It's Paradise City, because why? I live in paradise.
Well, you do live in paradise.
It's paradise here.
It is.
We went out on a rough, ugly day, and we did all right.
Yeah, we did okay.
We did good. We had like four. We had two fish over 20 and a couple of 18s mixed in. We didn't have a lot of time to putz around, but we were. You got to see what the old warrior will do in 3 to 4 footers, that's for sure. So
it was a little rugged out there. And I think that if I'm trying to get out this evening on Devil's Lake, it might even be more rugged because it doesn't look like the wind is lying down at all right now.
It doesn't. I thought it would. It still may. You never know. But like I said, if we've had stable weather in Devil's Lake for a week, and then McFeely blows in, and here she blows.
But it's just a little wind. It's no big deal.
Yeah. Ooh. It's always the worst wind too, isn't it?
It is. When it comes to fishing lately on Devil's Lake, Jeff, I know I was talking to Dustin Larson of Bry's Guide Service earlier, but it's been a great summer. The fish are still biting. They're still in the summer pattern, aren't they?
They are.
They're catching them on spinners.
And Dustin was – I listened to Dustin, too, on the way in here, and I'm a little shallower than he is. I'm still running – well, today we were in 6 foot of water.
6 to 8 feet.
Yeah, thought, yeah, 6 to 8 foot. So it just goes to show you know, they're all up and down the board. We're finding fish in every depth from 6 to – what did he say, 30 they're in?
He said there's
like
some depths that are fishing 30 foot, yeah.
Yeah, and lead core, that's a great thing to do, too, but I'm still the spinner guy. And what have I been preaching for the last 2 years here about that gulp? Plastic baits, Northland, gulp, the whole ball of wax. We had crawlers on today. Uncle Mike Lear was with Uncle Mike McFeely today. I had two mics. It was Mike and Mike in the morning in my boat.
It's Grandpa Mike Lear.
Grandpa Mike.
He's much older than me.
He's looking at me now. I'm getting a shot over the bow. But he had a crawler on, and I had the green gulp on, and you had a crawler, and then we were all up and down the board. At the end of the day, boys and girls, we were all using plastics with spinners. It seemed like a hammer gold worked good today. That's what we caught most of our fish on anyways, with some kind of a plastic, twister tail sort of a bait worked well.
A text message comes in talking about the plastic baits, Jeff, and it says, Mike, I hear you talking a lot about gulp. I was wondering if you could possibly mention what kind of gulp, and I know you mentioned that the presentation is different. I was wondering if you could have Jeff explain what the presentation is.
I would be happy to do
that. First of all, go with what kind of gulp. First question, explain the name of the gulp you
right.
use and everything.
Okay, listen closely. The minnow grubs, it's called. What they look like, remember the Mr. Twister tails, the 3-inch white grub with the twister tail? That's exactly what it is. However, it's Berkeley Gulp. And Northland also makes stuff called Impulse, which has been insane. They both work excellent. Today was chartreuse. Here's another thing that we use. Berkeley makes a 4-inch crawler. And you said that to me. You've tried it. You've not had luck on it.
I caught one today. First fish was on a,
exactly.
on a gulp crawler. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we're just putting this on a number 2 Eagle Claw, that bait keeper hook with the barbs on it. And I'm just threading it up inside of there. And I'm running. And now, this is another thing. I don't know if you noticed. We're using larger blades today.
Mm-hmm.
We put Mike Lear with a 3 so that he didn't catch many.
Yeah.
And then you and I were using 4s and 5s. We were catching all the fish.
Absolutely.
So, but no, it was definitely that's the deal. Number four blades, gold hammered, and that gulp is a minnow grub. Now get either the chartreuse or the white in the minnow grub. They're 3-inch long grubs, and then the crawlers, either a 3-inch fry or a 3-inch or 4-inch crawler. They've been working insane.
Do you find that guys are reluctant to use the gulp and the impulse in those? Because my experience has been that they are reluctant to use those.
Well, you got first-hand experience.
That's right. I told you that story today.
It's hard. And when I first started, too, I put it down. I gave the clients the crawlers. And at the end of the day, we were all using gulp or, you know, some kind of a plastic. It's hard to get through people when they come in my boat and I'm not grabbing a crawler or a leech. They're like, what are we using? Well, we're going to use this plastics. What? We're using what? Well, let's just try it. If it don't work, I'll refund all your money. How does that sound? But I've never had to do that, and it always comes through. But we have been using crawlers. We've been using crawlers last couple of days here and there. You got to mix it up. Have one with a crawler, one with gulp, one with impulse, one with a white, one with a green, you know, just something like that. Orange blades have been working really good for us. Now, today it was hammer gold.
How do you do? Is the color of the spinner blade determined by the weather conditions or the sunlight or what? I mean, what? Because I just generally throw on, I like hammered gold for whatever reason. It's my
yep.
favorite spinner color. I use it everywhere. I like fire tiger,
yep.
my second favorite color. I use those just because I like them. Should I be changing up whether it's sunny, cloudy, windy, calm? What?
We have one guide. He only ties the chartreuse or fire tiger. That's it. That's all he ever ties. But I like the hammered gold on a sunny day. I like the orange on a cloudy day or a rough day like today. However, that didn't work today. That's normally what I do. You can never go wrong with a fire tiger or chartreuse out here. Pink has been working great. Again, I like to use those when the water's either stirred up a little bit more or cloudy. And the gold or even hammered silver has been working on sunny days.
Jeff Katzer, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, courtesy of Mitchell's Guide Service here on Devil's Lake. And Jeff, the fish have been going bonkers all summer long, all spring long. You're still catching them in 6 to 10 feet of water. Dustin Larson was talking about, you know, they're catching them. His best luck has been in 18 to 20
yeah.
feet. Is this bite going to continue for how long into September, October? Is it going to stay the same, or do things change up once calendar hits Labor Day or
yeah.
whatever?
I just looked at the 10-day forecast, and it's all stable. We haven't had a bit of rain for like 2-3 weeks now. But the temperatures are going to be, you know, 80s or even tickling 90 a couple of times. That's why I showed up in shorts today.
Oof, don't do that again.
I know, isn't that nice? But no, I'm going to go on a limb and say from now until about the middle of September, it should stay about the same. And, you know, as we start cooling down, even, you know, lead coral come more into play and crankbaits will come more into play, but we'll be on top of them.
Okay, let's take a pause. You have 5 more minutes for me. Can you stick around?
I've got all day.
You got nothing to do.
I got nothing.
Jeff Katzer of Mitchell's Guide Service, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. When we return, we'll talk some more fish and wrap things up in the program. Get an update on Live at 5 from Sandy Butweiler. We have reached the home stretch of the Mike McFeely Show on this Friday afternoon from Devil's Lake, North Dakota. And I do want to thank Susie Kenner and the team here at the Devil's Lake Convention Visitors Bureau and Chamber of Commerce for having me here today. I want to remind you to check out all the things that Devil's Lake, North Dakota has to offer, which is more than fishing and hunting. There's a lot of different things going on here. The affordable housing and the jobs here, what I think in the end is going to really attract a lot of people. Think if you were 25 years old, just starting a family, and you love to be outdoors and hunt and fish, and they have these jobs available now in Devil's Lake and houses that you can actually afford, why wouldn't you move here? I mean, it's a dreamland. If a guy from Wisconsin like Katzer can move here and make a go of it, I think.
Hey, I'm still here.
Oh, you're still
here. Yeah, I'm still here.
Let me remind you. Go on online, devilslakend.com, devilslakend.com, or give Susie a call here, 800-233-8048. It's 800-233-8048. Just a few minutes left, Jeffrey. Have you been catching the perch like some of these other guys have just by accident here and there, or have you been seeing guys targeting jumbo perch?
You know what? We have. We've got that big fish cleaning station at the resort, and a guy came in, him and his wife, mom and dad, they had 80 of them.
Jeez.
I showed you the picture.
Yeah, you did. I had to
take a picture of their fish.
Pretty good.
But he spilled the beans to me, so I kind of know where they're at. I'm going to go check it out a little bit and see what we can't do. It's not like I want you guys to call in and say, hey, I heard cats are catching perch on Devil's Lake.
But,
let's go.
But nah. that could be a – I mean, not you guys need – you know, to have more things to do in the summertime.
Right.
But you would have people running across broken glass to be able to catch jumbo perch in the summertime.
I tell you what, if somebody wants to call in to the resort, I would try it with them, but there's no guarantees. Because, boy, just as I agree with everything Dustin said over there before. It's Dustin, right? Dustin?
Dustin. Yeah.
Okay, good. And I agree with everything he said. We're going to have a great winter. We're going to have stupendous, monumental, epic winter. But right now, it's really crazy. Backer beat me out. He had 16 in one day, and I had 11. I thought, woohoo, 11, 11 perch.
Double perch, yeah.
Yeah,
plus
on spinners.
Plus the walleye.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, it's going to be good, but I do know where these guys are. They did spill the beans. They're from Wisconsin, so they're going to spill to me.
It's like a club.
I know, it is. It's the Wisconsin Cheesehead Club. But I know where they're at. I'm going to go look into it. So.
All right, cool. So, this fall, you're going to guide fishing for a while here with Mitchell's Guide Service. Are you personally going to do any? You do the bird guiding too.
I do,
in the fall,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
You're going to be busy there too.
Yeah,
right?
I do the birds all the way up through the deer, and then back on the ice, and then spring snow geese, and back on the water.
How has this year ranked fishing wise in the years you've been here?
I just talked to Zippy about that. He came over, and we rank it number one.
Really?
As far as the quality of the fish, I mean, you've seen some of those today. We had 18s and 20s today. And as far as the number of fish and the quality of fish, it ranks number one. And he's been here 18 years.
Okay.
And it's just getting better. And you think to yourself, my God, you guys are catching all these fish every day. It's got to slow down. It's just not.
Well, there has to be millions of fish in this.
Bazillion. Yeah, I agree.
You know, a billion.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the number is, but it would be fascinating to know what that number is, because there's just how many mouths are out there to feed.
Every time I see a biologist on the water and they're checking their creel surveys and all that stuff, I'm like, so what do you think? And they're just like, oh, it's just going to be a crazy year. Look at this. I'm just, like, well, give me a crazy number. I want to know, because everybody asks me, how many fish are in here?
If people want to hire a guide from Mitchell's Guide Service, including you, Jeff Katzer, what's the phone number they can call?
They can call 701-662-5996. Tell them you heard me on the radio.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
You bet. Jeff Katzer, Mitchell's Guide Service.